earth, and sky.
We are not asking along the way, where are we going and what are we doing? It's as if we're caught up in a wave and we're just riding it. And I think when the wave settles down again and we stand up and look around, we will not be recognizable in terms of who we are now.
You're listening to Rosalind Byrne at the University of Virginia talking about nanotechnology and our future.
For those who have the resources, intellectual, financial, there will be a group of people who will choose, because we have the technology, to enhance their physical bodies, to enhance their senses and various properties. I don't think that that will be without a trade-off.
Byrne was one of a panel of experts who explored nanotech's medical applications in a new Fred-friendly seminar series called Nanotechnology, the Power of Small.
The rapid development of some of these technologies takes us back from that connection to that organic whole, which is the human experience and the animal kingdom that we're a part of in the earth, disconnects us from that. And I don't think we know what that means. I think we've already taken steps out of that connection, and we will take leaps that will redefine what it means to be human.
You can watch the panel discussion on public television in 2008 or visit powerofsmall.org. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.